The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he had healed those who were in need to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodgings and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men numbered about 5,000. He said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said a blessing over them, broke them, gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Whenever Luke places any text, he does that with a purpose in mind. Today's gospel text, Luke has placed just after the question that Herod asks. And the question that Herod asks is, "Who is this Jesus?" And Jesus wants to give an answer, but the answer is not a theology or a philosophy of being. It is an answer that is expressed in what he does. Who Jesus is what he does. And therefore we see he gives an answer in terms of his ministry. So there are people who are following him. He heals them of their sickness and he provides for them. The apostles are keen on dismissing the people. Oh, let them go and find their own food. And Jesus says, "No, you feed them." And they say to themselves, "Are we going to go our groceries now at this time?" But no. God provides five fishes and two loaves of bread. And Jesus says, "Use that." And it is in that process that the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and bread take place. And a little after this text that we have placed here, we have the sending out of the apostles on ministry to heal the sick, to set prisoners free, to unbind those who are oppressed, and to bring about the kingdom of God. So Jesus is very clear of his ministry and why he is here. This particular feast day of the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ was instituted around the 13th century by Pope Urban IV. And the meaning for us is multifold. First of all, this feast day is meant to signify that the Mass that we come to, some of us once a week, some of us more often, the Mass is not a mere ritual. The Mass is a ritual that prepares us to go out in service to the world. So the Mass is a preparation for the service that Jesus has so beautifully described: healing, setting people free, and reaching out to those in need. The second part is that this feast signifies that the Mass or the Eucharist is both a sacrifice and a service in love. A sacrifice because Jesus died on the cross. And the Eucharist and the Mass that we celebrate cannot be done apart from the fact that Jesus has died on the cross to save us for our sins. And in the same way, then we are called to make our little sacrifices day in and day out. It need not be a big sacrifice, a once and for all sacrifice. In our everyday living, with our spouses, with our children, with our boss, with our neighbors, we are constantly called to make these small sacrifices, and that prepares us in a way for going out in service to others. It is once we have prepared ourselves, as they say, it's only when we are peaceful can we share peace with others. It's only when we are made whole by the sacrifice of the Eucharist can we help and reach out to others and make them whole. Otherwise, it just becomes, I'm going out to help for my own need, for my own satisfaction. But that is never the case with God. God fills us with His love, and our response is not to love God back, but to love God in His people. And Jesus keeps on emphasizing that in all His texts in the Gospel. So it is not a ritual, but a sending out. It is both a sacrifice and a service in love. And the third part is, it is an important place to meet God. It is an important place, the Eucharist is an important place to meet Jesus. And so we all know that. We come to Mass to meet Jesus. But what today's Gospel is telling us, and what Jesus keeps telling us, is this is not the only place. This is a place to meet Jesus is in the Mass, and the place to meet Jesus is in the world outside. Therefore, at the end of the Eucharist, when there's a sending forth, when the priest says, go and live the Mass outside, that is also an important place where we can encounter Jesus. And therefore, to summarize these three points of today's Feast of the Body and Blood, not a ritual, but a sending out. It is both a sacrifice and a service, and it is a place to encounter Jesus here in the church, in the presence of everyone during the Mass, but also outside when we go into the world and we serve our brothers and sisters. We do the everyday, ordinary things of living life. When we reach out to the marginalized, when we reach out to the poor, whether it be in our own locality or whether it be sending something to Haiti or reaching out to fight for a cause somewhere else in the world. This is the power of the Eucharist. This is the power of this feast. In order to prepare ourselves, we come here. But the preparation is just a step in order to go out and reach out to the world. I'd like to end with a little hymn, a meditative hymn, which I invite you to join in so that we can experience God here and now in this Eucharist. The words of the hymn are very simple. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch Him and say that I love Him. Open my ears, Lord. Teach me to listen. Open my heart, Lord. I want to love Jesus. We shall sing it first in the singular for each one of us, and then as a faith community here in Holy Family, we shall sing, open our eyes, Lord. Teach us to see Jesus. Open our ears, Lord. Teach us to listen. Open our hearts, Lord. We want to love Jesus. So I invite you to remain in a meditative posture. You can sit with your backs upright. If you want, place your hands on your laps. I'll go across to the piano and I'll sing it. And as soon as you get the tune, please feel free to join in. At the end of this meditative hymn, we shall remain in silence and allow God to speak to us. Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus.
Teach us to listen.